USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The United States is postponing the test launch of a nuclear weapon in response to Russia ordering nuclear forces. Pentagon Press Secretary John Kirby saying the United States is working to demonstrate that it is a responsible nuclear power in an effort to make clear to Russia that it has no intention to engage.
Such provocative rhetoric and possible changes to nuclear posture involving the most consequential weapons in our respective arsenals is unacceptable.
Supreme Court nominee Ketanji Brown Jackson's Senate confirmation hearings will begin March 21st. The president fulfilling a campaign promise by using the color of a person's skin to determine his choice to fill the seat of retiring Justice Stephen Breyer. Jackson meeting with Democratic senators on the Hill today. USA Radio News.
Have you or someone you know used heartburn medications Zantac or ranitidine and been diagnosed with cancer? Zantac and ranitidine have been positively linked to cancer. According to the FDA, Zantac and ranitidine contain NDMA, a known cancer-causing agent. NDMA has been positively linked to cancers of the bladder, pancreas, esophagus, liver, and stomach. Even in single doses and in smaller doses over time, NDMA is one of the strongest proven cancer-causing agents. Call 888-960-1233 or go to ZantacMoney.com. You may be entitled to substantial compensation without going to court if you or a loved one have taken these products in the past 10 years and been diagnosed with cancer. Call now to see if you qualify for free. Call 888-960-1233 or visit ZantacMoney.com to get what may be owed to you. You may be entitled to a cash reward. Find out now at ZantacMoney.com or call 888-960-1233 to see if you qualify for free.
A group of bipartisan state attorneys generals are looking into TikTok's impact on kids. The AGs are investigating if the platform's short video design or promotion to young users negatively impacts their physical or mental health. Depending on their findings, it will determine if the app violated state consumer protection laws. President Biden has called for a ban on social media advertising that targets children. Major League Baseball with an announcement that not many fans will be happy about.
Major League Baseball has canceled opening day with Commissioner Rob Manfred announcing the sport will lose regular season games over a labor dispute for the first time in 27 years after lockout talks failed.
It was not due to a lack of effort by either party. The players came here for 9 days. They worked hard. They tried to make a deal. And I appreciate their effort.
Lance Pry reporting from the West Coast News Bureau. You're listening to USA Radio News.
You've heard us talk about the luxurious Giza Dream sheets from MyPillow. Well, now they're on sale, 60% off, as low as $39.99. Lots of other overstock items and a free copy of Mike Lindell's book, What Are the Odds? From Crack Addict to CEO. With any purchase, but you've got to use my promo code USA. Go to MyPillow.com, the Radio Listener Square. Use my promo code USA or call 1-800-951-8175.
President Biden says he plans to release oil from the Strategic Petroleum Reserve to help ease gas prices in the United States. Many Republicans say it's not a long-term solution. One of them is Senate Minority Whip John Thune. He weighs in on Fox News.
That was a band-aid. I mean, releasing barrels of oil from the Strategic Petroleum Reserve is something that's sort of a little bit of a relief valve, but this is a long-term structural supply and demand issue that only gets fixed by America becoming once again energy independent.
Former UFC heavyweight champion Cain Velasquez is facing charges of attempted murder and premeditated murder. The Santa Clara, California DA saying Velasquez fired multiple rounds into an occupied vehicle in San Jose Monday. Police adding that the intended target was recently indicted for molesting a young family relative of Velasquez. The DA adding it's a sad tragedy that Velasquez chose to take the law into his own hands. The TSA had to remove an allegedly drunk JetBlue pilot from the cockpit of a plane. The Niagara Frontier Transportation Authority saying officials got a tip that the 52-year-old pilot might be impaired when he went through screening at an airport in Buffalo, New York today. He reportedly had a blood alcohol content of 0.17. No word if he'll face federal charges. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.